WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council for the second straight meeting has denied a request for a new housing development.
The council voted 5-1 last night against building an estimated 110 homes on North Graham Road, west of Hollam and south and near Sherwood Heights. Among the homeowners against the additional traffic in the area was Chad Wooten.
You know, it's going to end up being college kids. We have a big problem. The county commissioner would back me up on this with people mudding and tearing up our bar ditches all over that area. Every time it rains, they go nuts, and it costs the county lots and lots of money.
Councilman James Benham says the no vote means home building will take place outside the city limits. Council supported another development at the northeast corner of Rock Prairie and Bird Pond Roads, but action was delayed on rezoning for a month to get in writing agreements for a new sewer line and buffering to protect a neighboring rodeo arena. Council also approved an economic development agreement to create College Station Town Center, a residential and commercial area on the south side of Rock Prairie Road between Scott and White Hospital and Bird Pond. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan police are investigating the theft of $65,000. The victim told investigators he gave the money to an unknown individual to make an investment. The suspect left with the money and has not been seen since. Bryan police took reports of shots possibly fired from a BB gun, which blew out windows of 30 vehicles and one business. Two of the vehicles were occupied at the time. No one was hurt. Damage was estimated at more than $7,000. College Station police continue to look for those who held up a man outside the Dillard's Women's Store at Post Oak Mall yesterday. Two black men in their late teens or early 20s got away with an undisclosed amount of money. The process for parents wanting to transfer their children in the Bryan School District has become more formal. That follows school board action this week following a request from Superintendent Tommy Wallace.
The district has allowed transfers of so many that we're having to take teachers from other schools and place them on other campuses with portables. And so with this realignment we've done, we're trying to get people to understand that regardless of the zone that you're living in, the schools are going to be good.
The process will be explained in the new student code of conduct handbook. Additional positions created in the growing College Station School District were filled ahead of deadline to recruit people from other places. Superintendent Clark Ely told the CSISD board at its last meeting that included four more counselors.
We come up against some hard realities in the summer, and that date is about July 10th. So we needed to move forward if we were going to get the additional counselor in those three positions. We needed to move forward. And we felt confident with the money that we were seeing that we could cover that.
Two more counselors are being hired for College Station Intermediate Schools and two more for the middle schools. Today is the deadline for educators to move to another district without penalty from their current employer. Increased giving to United Way of the Brazos Valley means more money going to participating agencies. The United Way Board has announced the distribution of $422,000 to 20 agencies for the new fiscal year that began July 1st. That's compared to $340,000 each of the two previous years. Almost a year in the making, Suddenlink has brought high-speed internet to the Twin Cities.
Put it in a little bit of perspective, a movie that would have taken 10 minutes or so on a 10 meg internet speed will now be able to be downloaded in a matter of seconds.
Regional Vice President Dave Gillis was among the speakers at yesterday's unveiling. Suddenlink also announced increasing certain residential internet speeds at no additional cost. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist.
Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com. Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Good morning, it's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure is anchored over the region, remains in place right through the upcoming weekend. Sunshine today leading to highs right around 95. Clear to partly cloudy through the overnight, a low of 75. Sunny weather is back with us during the day tomorrow. Highs will be up to 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 75. Now for Sunday, we'll see more in the way of sunshine. Highs on Sunday should be around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I'll let you know how the Brazos Valley Bombers fared, as well as the Houston Astros, and lots of trade stuff going on in the NBA. I'll let you know all about it coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So a new restaurant opens, a barbecue restaurant opens in China, which is the new Florida. We figured that out. So, you know, not unusual that they would decide that they want to come up with some sort of a promotion to get people to come in to, try the product.
Sure. China's not exactly known for barbecue.
No, right? They're not. And so they had cheerleaders from a local basketball team come in, you know.
Like you do. Yeah.
Sure. Thinking they probably weren't in fully covered outfit type, you know.
Anyway. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, so did not turn out too well, because in this attempt to lure customers in, the cheerleaders are there to eat the stuff. And the restaurant offers unlimited barbecue for them.
Uh-oh.
Multiple cheerleaders apparently reportedly chomped their way through so much free barbecue, they were unable to squeeze into their tight-fitting cheerleader costumes before the next game.
No!
Yes! And they were all fired!
What?
Yeah! They see, all of that could have happened in U.S. America, except for the last part.
Yep.
Because you can't fire them for being fat. You know, that's
insensitive.
It would be. That would be fat shaming, and mm-hmm. we're U.S. Americans, and we're not going to do that. But, you know, the Chinese don't care. They're going, hey, you know. So, and I don't know. What was the last time you saw a fat China cheerleader?
To be honest, I hadn't seen a thin one either. Info.
Mation.
Oh, you could probably go to Google Images and find Chinese basketball.
Yeah, I'll do that on my own time, not the company time.
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
And the funny thing is, the smoke ring on that barbecue is natural. You just set it out in the air for a little while in China.
Ooh,
man.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Industrial marinade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tastes like gross.
Yeah.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Corporate One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet, or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
So it's 6:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 10th of July. It's Friday. I think you probably know that. 191th day, meaning you got 174 of them to go. It is Don't Step on a Bee Day.
Okay. Didn't every day Don't Step on a Bee Day?
I would think so. If you make the mistake, you'll know. Teddy Bear Picnic Day. It's National Pina Colada Day. Mm-hmm. Hey, all right. Oh, I had some of that coconut soda we were talking about.
And?
It was... You know, in small amounts, it's okay.
Yeah. Does it taste like sunscreen?
Yeah.
That's what I'd be worried about.
No, it doesn't. But anyway, a little bit kind of goes a long way, I think.
Well, that's true with most sugar sodas.
Yeah, true. It's a Car Collector Appreciation Day, and it's the California State Fair kicking off in Sacramento starting today, and we have the birthdays up.
We do have birthdays, and you're going to have to bear with me because I am, you know, new to the show here. So
yeah.
I'm going to give you Fridays and then stop me after Fridays if that's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah, no, okay? We go all the way through the weekend.
All right, okay, here we go.
Yeah, okay.
Friday, today, Jessica Simpson is 35.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Adrian Grenier, who is Vincent Chase on Entourage, is 39
yeah.
today.
Sure. Yep.
Sofia Vergara is 43.
Modern Family lady.
Huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gary LaVox, who is a Rascal Flatts singer, is 45 today.
He is, yeah.
Arlo Guthrie, who is famous for Alice's Restaurant.
Been here.
Is 68.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake LaMotta, who is the, of course, real-life boxing legend that Robert De Niro played in Raging Bull,
right.
is 94 today.
Wow, he's still alive, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's Friday's birthdays.
Also, we got Chiwetel Ejiofor, I believe is his name. That was the guy who starred in 12 Years a Slave.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. He's 38. And also, he's been dead for a long time, but Adolphus Busch was born on this date in 1842.
Pour one out for him.
Yeah, well, the deal is what Budweiser was able to do because of him was become the first nationally distributed brand because they were able to pasteurize their beer.
Yes.
Which kept it from spoiling. And that really did change. I mean, if they had not done that, what we call craft breweries would have been the way things are. You know, it just would have been local stuff because it's, you know, you could only ship it so far before it went bad. And we always hear about the Scopes Monkey Trial. That started on this date back in 1925. So
interesting.
Got that. All right, let me see what else. I didn't flip my little pages. So, we're going through that. All right, so Saturday is, crud. Oh, there it is. Saturday is Slurpee Day.
Mm.
And see, think about the date.
Continuing with 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, right. And we don't have one here anymore. We used to a long time ago, but, you know, if you happen to be someplace. Bald is Beautiful Day. Cheer Up the Lonely Day. And Blueberry Muffin Day.
Okay.
You could do that. Yeah. Mm. Right, and birthdays up.
Birthdays on Saturday, Michael Rosenbaum from Smallville. He was Lex Luthor. Ah. He is 43 today. Justin Chambers, who was Dr. Alex Karev on Grey's Anatomy, is 45 today.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah Dunning, who you might remember as Heidi, the Tool Time girl from Home Improvement.
I do remember.
And Little Else. Right?
And Little Else,
but
yeah.
But still, yeah.
She's 49 today.
That was sufficient.
It was.
It was, yeah. Richie Sambora, who is, of course, Bon Jovi's songwriter guitarist,
mm-hmm.
Is 56 today. Mindy Sterling, who was Frau Farbissina in the Austin Powers movie, is 62 today.
Yeah.
And Giorgio Armani, 81.
Oh, okay. Little Kim, Mr. Kim, is 41 today.
Oh.
Wow. Wait, Mrs.
Whatever. Is it a female?
Yes.
I have no idea.
I thought maybe you were talking about a leader of North Korea.
Yeah.
Leon Spinks is 62. Tab Hunter, I didn't know he was still alive. Is 84 years old.
He's up there.
Jeff Corwin, is he still alive?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? He's 48. And also Bruce McGill. Now, you know who Bruce McGill is? And if you don't, that's cool. But he's been in a lot of movies. He was, for instance, if you've seen, he was D-Day, the mechanic in Animal House.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
He also was the sheriff in My Cousin Vinny, the treasury agent in Cliffhanger, the DA in The Insider, the conservative senator and Legally Blonde, and he is now on the TNT show Rosalian Isles.
He's one of those guys who you see him and you know who he is,
exactly.
But you're like,
his
oh,
name
that
is
guy.
Bruce McGill. He's 65 tomorrow. And also Semper Fi, the U.S. Marines, created by an act of Congress. Tomorrow's the anniversary of that. And the Life Preserver was patented in 1877 on tomorrow's date, which is probably good.
Yeah.
And the Newlywed Game, once again showing that there is no lowest common denominator. Oh, tomorrow's also happy birthday to napalm.
Ooh.
Oh.
First Ooh. Used in 1945.
Don't use candles.
No, really. On Sunday, it is Simplicity Day. It's Etch-a-Sketch Day. And as we continue our week of good eating, it's Pecan Pie Day on Sunday.
Mm.
What percentage of an Etch-a-Sketch would you say you were able to clear out? Did you ever try that?
Just
back and forth trying to clear the whole screen.
I think my life was too exciting at that age. I probably thought about that and it just got boring.
I would always accidentally shake it before I got done finishing it.
All right. Birthday's up.
On Sunday.
Well, wait, no, stop. So how far did you get?
I'd probably 30%.
Okay, all right, okay, all right, okay, all right. Anyway, birthday's up.
Kimberly Perry, 32. She is a singer, the singer of the band Perry.
Uh-huh.
Michelle Rodriguez from Lost and Avatar and Resident Evil and all kinds of stuff is 37. Topher Grace, also 37, from That 70s Show. WWE and UFC beast Brock Lesnar is 38 today.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Christy Yamaguchi, whose name I always had fun saying, is 44 today. Richard Simmons, 67 today.
Okay. Yeah.
And should I say it?
Yeah.
Bill Cosby.
Well, it is his birthday.
78 today.
There you go. All right. It's 6:20.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, in a first since announcing her presidential candidacy in April, Hillary Clinton finally sits down for a nationally televised interview on Tuesday night. Now, predictably, didn't take long for the former Secretary of State to start blaming the GOP for her problems. When asked about the public skepticism surrounding her trustworthiness, well, Hillary jumped at the opportunity to blame Republicans, saying there's been a barrage of attacks that are largely fomented and coming from the right. Now, a recent Quinnipiac poll found that only 39% of Americans find her honest and trustworthy. Let me get this straight. Even though Hillary lied about Benghazi, lied about a personal email server, accepted shady donations through the Clinton Foundation from countries with horrible human rights records, we're supposed to believe in the vast right-wing conspiracy. That's why people think she's dishonest. Really? We'll see you in November 2016.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, summer's great, WTA. But the sun glare can make it impossible to watch TV or enjoy your patio. Well, there is a solution: solar shades and exterior shades from Blinds.com. Solar shades let you reclaim any room that's too bright to enjoy, and exterior shades make your patio a livable space. And the best part is that Blinds.com makes them easy and affordable. Go to Blinds.com to order your sun-shielding shades. You get free samples, free shipping, free expert advice, and prices far lower than you'll find in any store. You'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com.
Geico applies. Your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Baylor Scott & White Health offers health care built around you. Our 5 locations in Bryan College Station make it easy for you and your family to find health care that's close to home. Each of our clinics is backed by the Baylor Scott & White name and connects you to the expertise of our specialists at Scott & White Hospital in College Station. From our 5 clinic locations to our hours and services, that's health care designed for you and your family. Visit bswdocs.com to find a location near you.
I'm Bruce Johnson with Your Money Now. Greece has met the demands of Eurozone creditors by submitting sweeping economic reform proposals, including tax hikes and cuts in state spending for pensions. The troubled country hopes to receive a 53.5 billion euro bailout. Eurozone leaders will hold an emergency summit on Sunday. Stocks on Wall Street closed slightly higher as investors speculated that last-ditch talks will produce an agreement between Greece and its creditors. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 33 points to close at 17,548. The S&P 500 was up 4 to 2,051, and the NASDAQ gained 11 to 4,922. Futures are up, and federal health regulators are bolstering warning labels for popular pain relievers such as Advil and Aleve, adding information about the risks of heart attack and stroke. The change applies to over-the-counter medications as well as more high-powered prescription drugs. That's Your Money Now.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, night sweats. If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have a hormonal imbalance as a result of approaching menopause. But today you're in luck, because now there's Ambrin. Ambrin is a clinical breakthrough shown to restore hormonal balance in women over 40. Over 500,000 women have tried Ambrin, and now we'd like you to try it too, completely risk-free. To receive your risk-free trial of Ambrin, call right now at 1-800-278-5884. That's 1-800-278-5884.
With CudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because CudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. CudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And CudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Get CudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to CudaSign.com.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
Experience a floral gathering at Church of Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corp. It's almost too obvious to ask a woman to name things that guys are bad at. But even if it is like shooting fish in a barrel, the women in the survey clearly had no problem jumping all over it. Here are the rankings for the skills women believe men lack. At number 5, cooking, which I think is wrong. Ironing, undoubtedly, I hate it. Dancing, meh. Remembering anniversaries and other important dates is number 2. And the number 1 thing that guys are lacking is buying clothes for their wives or girlfriends. Now, not to be completely negative, here are the skills that ladies thought they were the best at. Changing tires, getting rid of spiders, grilling, and as a skill, mind you, drinking alcohol made the list. So guys, if you're a beer-drinking, spider-killing, tire-changing, barbecue-grilling maniac, you're like everybody else. But if you can pick out the difference between fuchsia and periwinkle, you're more than likely all set. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Check them out for yourself. You can do it online. You can even purchase guns and stuff online as well at Gun-Corps, C-O-R-P-S, Gun-Corps.com. Or you can go see them in person. They've got great tack gear. They've got t-shirts, automatic knives, and a ton more stuff, including, of course, guns. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Watercrest of Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, Watercrest in Bryan welcomes you to come and see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
627, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Well, continuing with the warm weather and the heat indices, it'll be probably up around 100 or so. Look for a high temperature today, said to be 93 degrees, and continuing that through Tuesday. We'll get up to about 96 or 97 by the time we get to Monday or Tuesday. Lows each night will be in the middle 70s. We have no mention of rain in the forecast. Southeasterly winds now at 5, 94% relative humidity, and we're at 74.
In communicating with other people, we sometimes beat around the bush instead of getting right to the point. Sometimes we don't even know we're doing it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Turbo engines rule the road these days. Sure, they're cool, but they run hot. Take the piston skirt. It can reach over 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Burning your cherry pie is one thing, but your cherry red coupe? That's why Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are designed to protect your engine, even in extreme temperatures. So fire up your turbo and protect it at the same time. Make the switch to Pennzoil synthetics and take performance to a whole new level. Stop by AutoZone for great deals on Pennzoil, now through July 27th.
If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
Say what you mean. It seems like simple, straightforward advice, but so often we don't.
So many of us have been taught not to say what we mean for the sake of social nicety or to keep the peace.
Merrill Runyon, author of the book Speak Strong, says we don't always know we're being indirect when we speak, but it does happen a lot, particularly when we ask for something.
People generally appreciate it if you are just straightforward. You know, I'm saying, will you pick up my printing for me this afternoon rather than, are you too busy to fit anything into your schedule this afternoon? It's so ironic because so often, Mike, we think, well, you know, I'm being gentle when I ask indirectly, but people don't like feeling manipulated. And when you ask indirectly, there's a tendency to feel manipulated.
And there are other ways we're not direct in our speech.
A lot of women get branded as complainers because there's a tendency to talk about what's not working or about what we feel, but not actually asking for what we want. And by asking for what we want, that creates a forward momentum.
So if speaking directly is better, why don't we do it more often?
One of the big reasons is that we are afraid of repercussions. But the reality, Mike, is that we've carried a lot of habits with us. When we were 5 years old and we didn't know how to say things, there were consequences of speaking up that might not still apply.
You can link to Merrill's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council took three different actions on three different land use requests at last night's meeting.
For the second straight meeting, the council denied a request to rezone land for a new housing development. James Benham was the only one supporting the proposal for an estimated 110 homes along North Graham Road from Dowling to near Holloman South. He cited the unintended consequences of moving new home construction outside the city limits.
So we either figure out how to deal with this, or we accept the fact that all the feeder roads to this are going to keep getting clogged up by the houses being built a half a mile down the road, down further, worse roads that will go through our city, and then we're not collecting property taxes from them.
John Nichols was part of the majority vote, joining neighborhood opposition due to the lack of adequate streets and utilities.
Since Mr. Benham brings up a law of unintended consequences, it reminds me that I think there's some kind of law about digging holes. When you've dug yourself into a hole and you can't see your way out, stop digging, and that's really what we're trying to do here.
In other business, the council unanimously approved an economic development package for a residential and commercial area called College Station Town Center, which is along Rock Prairie Road between Scott and White Hospital and Bird Pond Road. And at the northeast corner of Rock Prairie and Bird Pond, the council supported another residential and commercial development, but action was delayed for a month in order to get formal agreements for a new sewer line to be shared at the town center and create a buffer to protect a neighboring rodeo arena. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission says retailers in College Station are among those accused of selling bargain-priced liquor as top-shelf brands. A spokesman says identities will be released later this month when the agency files administrative notices against 14 licensed retailers. Three of those are from College Station. The TABC has an open investigation on seven additional retailers. Penalties include a fine and suspension of their liquor license. College Station police responded to an armed robbery yesterday afternoon just before 3 outside the Dillard's Women's Store at Post Oak Mall. The victim was not hurt after giving up an undisclosed amount of money to a pair of black men in their late teens or early 20s. The suspects rode off in a tan-colored mid-sized four-door car with one or two other black men. Shots fired from a BB or airsoft gun hit two vehicles in Bryan Wednesday that were occupied. Police say no one was hurt from the gunfire, which was among 30 vehicles and one building that were hit. Total damage was estimated at more than $7,000. Parents wanting to transfer their children within the Bryan School District will be following a more formal procedure. That's after a school board updated the Student Code of Conduct Handbook this week.
When the whole world wants to go to one or two schools, one elementary school might be the size of Bryan High School. We'd have one elementary school, one middle school, and one high school in the district.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says there's been so many transfers, they've had to transfer teachers and move in portable buildings. College Station school administrators are spending the summer filling 25 new positions on top of staffing the new Spring Creek Elementary School. The list includes four more counselors, two for the middle schools and two for the intermediate schools. Superintendent Clark Ely told the board at its last meeting they were up against today's deadline to recruit applicants from other districts.
We're also running into the 45th day before the first day of instruction next year. Once you pass that date, if we were to try to get an employee from another district, that district can hold their contract and not allow them to leave.
CSISD is gaining another 7.5 intermediate teachers, 4.5 middle school teachers, 6 custodians, and 2 grounds workers. A rewrite of the federal public school regulations known as No Child Left Behind has narrowly passed the U.S. House. The Student Success Act was opposed by 27 Republicans and all Democrats. Among the supporters was Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
There are some people in the district that don't like it, but if you talk to an everyday parent or an everyday pupil or teacher or administrator, they'll say they need some relief from No Child Left Behind because it's killing them.
It prohibits the federal government from requiring or encouraging specific sets of academic standards like Common Core and sends more control over assessing the performance of schools, teachers, and students away from Washington.
I mean, if it were up to me, I would write it to totally put education back under state and local control. You're not going to get that in a divided Washington. So this act makes some reforms to No Child Left Behind that really marches back toward that state and local control.
Flores says the House version has an amendment he added that protects the religious freedom of students, teachers, and administrators while at school. The Twin Cities now have high-speed gigabit internet service. Local officials joined Suddenlink Regional Vice President Dave Gillis in yesterday's announcement.
We're making this service available to all customers in the area, not just a few chosen neighborhoods or select areas.
Suddenlink is also increasing certain residential internet speeds at no additional cost. United Way of the Brazos Valley has announced more money is going to 20 organizations that receive community impact grants. Vice President Lindsay LeBlanc says an additional $84,000 is due to more pledges during the 2014 community campaign. The 2015 campaign is already underway with the Pacesetter Drive that continues through August. Volunteers are invited to sign up for training starting July 29th to become loaned executives.
Business individuals, employees of companies, or leaders of company, really anyone that's interested in giving back, they get super involved in those campaigns and help kind of boost the donations.
The United Way's general campaign starts September 1st. WTAW News Time, 6:37. It's 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Monograms & More has expanded, selling their uniform line under the name M&M Team Apparel. Whether you play baseball, softball, football, soccer, basketball, or any other sport, M&M Team Apparel can get you the right uniform. Let the artists and production capabilities that have designed and printed apparel for over 24 years at Monograms & More help you not only supply the uniforms for the team, but anything the coaches, cheerleaders, and parents would need to wear. Call 693-7773 or click monograms-more.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What's the right choice for the senior who's looking for freedom, fewer limits, and a plan for the future? Crestview. With their beautiful new independent living apartment homes, you get great neighbors, a healthy living lifestyle, and the security to live the way you want. And Crestview is the only life care senior living in the area, which means full continuum of on-campus, cost-managed care, just in case. Make the right choice. Call Crestview. 979-774-9938. That's 979-774-9938.
6:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and the 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East or click actionsportstx.com.
Sunny and warm weather in the forecast for today. Much of the state looking at clear skies. Still have a lot of rain in the panhandle, but that's where it stays. All the sunshine today leading to a high up around 95. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Lows near 75. It's sunny tomorrow, 90 to 95. There could be a late day storm tomorrow afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Then sunny at around 95 as we head through Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, how did the Astros do? How did the Brazos Valley Bombers do? What's going on as far as trades in the NBA? All that stuff is coming up on sports right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, we talked to Bill Flores earlier this week, and I said to him, you know, the Republicans have a chance here. If they screw this up, they're not going to get another chance for a long, 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 long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, two incidences of it today. Now, they got this taken care of. They got this pulled. But there were Republican leaders who had come up with a plan on Thursday for the House of Representatives to try to overturn the National Park Service limits on flying the Confederate flag. You know, I mean, what are the optics there? It really doesn't take a brain surgeon to come up with that.
Yeah,
you know, that's when you take that person into the room, the cloakroom, and you go, chill, just chill. I understand that there are people who are upset about all that, but now is not the time to try to be the champion of the Confederate flag, no matter how you feel.
Yeah.
So the White House obviously hops on that. They criticize them for that because the amendment was that the Confederate flag could be flown at certain federal cemeteries. So Josh Earnest, ever the vigilant protector of the White House, says the GOP's agenda was, quote, out of step with the vast majority of Americans, and those who were eager to protect the status of the Confederate flag on national park grounds. That's one. Now, number two is something else that we talked to Bill Flores about earlier this week. And that had to do with the continuing discussion of this EXIM Bank, the Export-Import Bank. That's dead. It ended in June. The deal is there's a bill in the Senate that is funding highways, and they have put in there a rider that would once again fund the EXIM Bank. Well, that's not going to hunt very well over in the House, and
right.
So since they've already voted it down. So what's happened is that bill will come over and it'll be put into a committee that is chaired by Jeb Hensarling, who's a fighting Tex Aggie. And he has gotten permission from the Speaker of the House to strip that amendment, that portion, out of the Senate bill. Well, the deal is this is just the latest that the Republican conservative portions have begun to challenge the Speaker. So the Speaker may, in fact, not have the influence and power that he used to. And so, you know, as with any kind of a situation where there's blood in the water, then that gets everybody all churned up. And so folks are starting to now beat on the Speaker. So here's the Republican House of Representatives, and they can't get along in their own house, so to speak. Like having a fight at the dinner table. So see how that works out. Gives the Democrats a great opportunity. Donald Trump is, for now, the GOP presidential frontrunner. That's why we don't talk about the polls. I mean, they don't mean anything.
But, hey, talk about Republican cannibalism right there.
Yeah, yeah. Trump is polling at 15% of the respondents. That's 4 points better than Jeb Bush and Rand Paul. Scott Walker, then Marco Rubio, and then other people with little digits. Ted Cruz refusing to distance himself from Donald Trump. On the immigration issues on the Fox Business Network, he said, I am proud to stand with Donald Trump.
Man, good for him.
All right. He'll go down fighting, but he's going down. Okay, yeah. That's fine. All right, so be that. Let's see what else. Oh, okay. Now, I think, are we supposed to come up with some deal with Iran this weekend? Is that right?
Sure.
Don't hold your breath. You'll end up looking like a Smurf. See how that happens. And this is kind of a crossover between political stuff and sports. The University of Texas is going to spend $200,000 for an outside consultant to review its athletic department's academic practices. Now, if you'll remember, there were some allegations about cheating by members of the men's basketball team. I know, you're shocked. But what they're going to do is they've got a law firm called Jackson Lewis PC, who's going to conduct the review. The UT review comes in response to an article in the Chronicle of Higher Education last month that alleged cheating by basketball players under former coach Rick Barnes. UT officials have said they haven't found any evidence of wrongdoing by the school, but the university's president has ordered the review, saying he wants to be sure that we are as strong as possible in supporting our students in the university. The review will look at parts of the athletic department's academic guidance and resources. Those are the nose wipers who basically make sure that college athletes don't have to do anything, okay? And again, here they're talking about basketball. It's probably more diligent in football, actually. So
yeah, I know Charlie Strong had a big he made a big deal about his players being, you know, upstanding citizens and doing well in school and things like that.
Yeah. Well, and he has, you know, he's run a lot of players off. He's taken the troublemakers that were there. He is in his view and has gotten them out of there. So we'll see. And good old Sid Miller, our Texas Agriculture Commissioner, defending his new nutrition policy, praising his department's decision to, quote, abolish outdated and unneeded state mandates that allow schools now to once again install deep fryers and soda machines. God love him. He knows what his Texans want. I mean, isn't that the true definition of an elected official who's paying attention?
So give me a soda and some chicken nuggets.
Dang straight. So giving the annual State of the Agriculture address as he did this week, Mr. Miller reflected on his six-month tenure as commissioner, one that has included controversy over everything from sugary snacks to birthday cupcakes. The world we live in. Jeez. Anyhow, so we got deep frying and soda machines back, and for long, we may even be able to have home-baked cookies and cupcakes at school again.
Shut your mouth.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
That's money well spent right there.
It is. That's it. So there's Sid Miller. And, you know, that's a populist point of view right there. He's liable to ride that to another office. We'll just see. We'll call him the Cupcake Commissioner.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Variegated ground covers can be very colorful in a landscape thing and add a lot of special appeal. However, if you're in a part of Texas where alkaline soils often leave plants yellowed from iron deficiency, variegated plants may not have as much appeal as they would in a rainforest setting. Now, shrubs that have big gold spots on their leaves may look like they, too, need to have some iron. There are several variegated ground covers that actually do present a chance to introduce yellows and whites where you might otherwise be thinking only of green. I have a list of some of the best of the variegated ground covers right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. We're going to start with variegated liriopes. When we talk about variegated ground covers, the most common of this group is the old favorite called silvery sunproof. However, many will attest that it actually is neither silvery nor sunproof. Its leaves are closer to a creamy white with medium green banding, and it does best in well-prepared and moist garden soils with afternoon shade. A narrow-leaf selection called Silver Dragon boasts much whiter blades. However, variegation often brings with it a reduced growth rate, and that's true with Silver Dragon. Use it where you want a small ground cover bed in shade or part shade, morning sun only, and where you want the most striking of color contrasts. Variegated Asian Jasmine. There actually are several bronze leaf variations to our most popular Texas ground cover, some of them fairly new, but the white variegated form has been around for decades. It looks like standard Asian Jasmine. It grows at almost the same pace, but it's marbled with creamy white variegation. Positioned against low evergreens, it's a stunning plant. I have it in our landscape, and I've loved it for about 20 or 25 years. Variegated English ivies can be beautiful. Nurseries sell dozens of selections. Often they're in the houseplant and hanging basket area, and many of them will grow outdoors, although they are a little more tender than regular English ivy. So give them some protection, certainly from the sun and also from the cold weather. Variegated Vinca Major. There was a time when this plant and its green parent were the most common shade ground covers in Texas. However, that was 60 years ago, and now they've been replaced by other types. All of the trailing vincas have issues with leaf rollers late each summer. The plants become stemmy and ragged. They must be trimmed and reshaped. However, nothing is any more attractive in spring than a bed of luxuriant vinca ground cover with the purple pinwheel-like flowers. And the variegated form is very pretty. Variegated ajugas are lovely, like Burgundy Glow or Silver Beauty, with its yellow variegation against green leaves. These are slow-growing ground covers. Use them in moderation. Use them in small spaces. And finally, Domino Aspidistra. Cast iron plant is the common name of this tall ground cover. It gets about 2 feet tall, leaves that are 4 inches wide. Domino is a variegated, freckled, speckled type. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening. Happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I am Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports. Brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:51. Two-time Ray Guy Award semifinalist Drew Kayser was named to the award's 2015 watch list for his senior campaign at Texas A&M. Kayser from Strongsville, Ohio, was one of three Ray Guy Award finalists in 2013 and a semifinalist in 2014. He joins 24 other watch list members, including all three 2014 finalists, including last year's winner. The number of eligible candidates for this season will grow when the award opens for nominations in September. The complete list of candidates will be released on October 30th. The winner will be announced live during the Home Depot College Football Awards airing on ESPN on Thursday, December 10th, 2015. Texas A&M sophomore Emily Davis completed a successful week at the 2015 World Championship Appaloosa Horse Show at the Will Rogers Equestrian Center. Davis competed against 60 entrants in three divisions, bringing home a top three finish in each. The 68th National Appaloosa Horse Show hosted hundreds of riders and horses from across the United States and around the world, providing rigorous competition among top athletes in multiple age groups. After the three-day All-Star break, the Bombers return home to the friendly confines of Cellucor Field to begin a four-game homestand. The Bombers' double play combo of Trent Goodrich and Jimmy Norris led the charge on offense, with both going 2-for-4 and combining for 3 runs scored and 3 RBI. Norris hit his third double and first triple of the season and was named Cellucor Player of the Game. On the mound for the Bombers, Heston Van Fleet earned his first victory of the season, appearing in relief of starter Callaway Kirkpatrick. TCL Wins and ERA leader C.J. Gregory pitched 1 2/3 innings to earn his first save of the 2015 season. The Bombers take on the Generals tonight at Cellucor Field at 7:05. In Cleveland,
swung on, popped him up. First baseman Carlos Santana to the right of the mound makes the catch. Ball game. And the Indians have taken 3 straight from Houston. The Indians with a 3-1 win tonight.
It's finally over. Rookie right-hander Corey Anderson pitched 3-hit ball into the 7th inning as the Cleveland Indians defeated the Houston Astros 3-1 in the final game of the series Thursday night. The Stros start fresh tonight against the Rays, and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. The Rangers had the night off but resume play tonight against the Padres in Arlington. That game can be heard on the Zone HD 95.1-3. Also in baseball, the Kansas City Royals will spend the next 8 weeks without all-star outfielder Alex Gordon because of a severe groin strain. Gordon was injured while tracking a fly ball in the fourth inning of Wednesday's victory. In the NBA, the Mavericks have acquired center Zaza Pachulia from Milwaukee in a move for a potential starter after missing out on DeAndre Jordan in free agency. Dallas sent a future second-round pick to the Bucks on Thursday for the veteran from the Republic of Georgia. Pachulia started 45 of his 73 games for Milwaukee last season. Also in Dallas, Mavericks owner Mark Cuban gave free agent guard Wesley Matthews an out after accepting the reality that DeAndre Jordan was spurning Dallas to re-sign with the Los Angeles Clippers. Regarding Jordan, Cuban is ready to move on.
It's over. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. You think for a second, is there anything I can change? You think for another second, what have I learned so I can do it differently next time? And then you move forward and say, what are our options?
Matthews decided to stand by his agreement to sign with a franchise that could be reeling for a long time over Jordan's stunning reversal. The Mavericks are in their fourth straight summer of missing on a big-name target. Also in the NBA, the Sacramento Kings have traded guard Ray McCallum to the San Antonio Spurs for a second-round pick in next year's draft. Sacramento selected McCallum in the second round and 36th overall in 2013. McCallum averaged 6.9 points, 2.7 assists, and 20.7 minutes per game in the past two seasons. And Cleveland Cavaliers forward LeBron James has agreed to terms of a one-year, $23 million contract for next season. According to two people familiar with the negotiations, the deal includes a $24 million player option for 2016-2017, said the persons who spoke on condition of anonymity because James has not yet signed the contract. At Wimbledon in London, the men's final will be set within a few hours. Top seed Novak Djokovic takes on number 21 Richard Gasquet before second seed Roger Federer battles number 3 Andy Murray. Serena Williams and Garbiñe Muguruza advanced tomorrow's women's finals by winning yesterday. And in golf, Justin Thomas and Nicholas Thompson share the lead heading into the second round of the PGA's John Deere Classic in Illinois. Thomas and Thompson opened with 8 under 61s, putting them one stroke ahead of Charles Howell III and Luke Guthrie. Jordan Spieth fired an even par 71 that puts him 8 strokes back in a tune-up for the British Open. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For over 33 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos for 14 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout the Brazos Valley for over 33 years.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at $5 at Sully Core Field.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of